And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this gorgeous Sunday morning. My name's Jo Stanley and as always we're joined by herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley.
Good morning, Jo.
Lovely to see you and lovely to see you too, Zoe Bingley-Pullen.
Hello, Zoe.
Good morning all. How are we today?
We're well.
Yes. Can you believe it's November?
I'm still in shock. I still feel like it's May. I don't even know what happened to this year.
It's so strange. It feels like it's dragged and gone really quickly. Yes. Can't quite get a handle on it.
Just suddenly popped up, haven't we? Melbourne Cup Day, pretty well the end of the year.
Yes.
But
not quite sure what to say about that.
Well, I don't know either, really. It's for us an opportunity to stay in my pyjamas for me.
True.
But with November comes one of Australia's most important fundraising months, Movember. I love it. Movember, it's all about men's health, specifically mental health, suicide prevention, prostate cancer and testicular cancer. And Gerald, I really love Movember because it uses a really fun visual cue, the mustache, and who doesn't love a mustache, to remind us that men's health needs to be tended to and cared for and also spoken about.
It's been going 17 years, can you believe, Jo?
Wow.
And I just wish I had the courage to grow a musty. But what I've got to do, first of all, is find alternative accommodation somewhere to sleep for the whole month.
You're not going to be loved.
I haven't got around to that yet, and I've had a couple of tries, and I have a reddish tinge to my musty, which back in the younger days I would try, and actually, as the father of three girls, they didn't really think it was all that cool. So I haven't tried again. What about your blokes? Do they have a crack?
No. Michael's definitely the hairless kind of man.
Yeah. I don't think Daz could grow one if he tried.
Really?
No, I think Michael's the same.
Yeah, very patchy. I think my mustache is more impressive than his, to be honest. But the important thing is that you don't necessarily have to grow the mustache yourself.
Yes.
You can get involved with Movember in many different ways.
Yes.
So first up on the show, we're going to chat with Dr. Zach Seidler, a clinical psychologist, researcher, leading men's mental health expert, and he is also the director of mental health training at Movember. Now, we want to get you moving today with new figures showing more than 3 million Australians aren't getting enough exercise.
Wow.
I think I include myself in that in a way because I'll have maybe 2 or 3 days a week where I'll exercise, but the rest not at all, nothing.
And not like your incidental type exercise or you just feel like active scheduled exercise?
I guess I'm meaning active scheduled exercise.
Right, okay.
I'll walk the dog, but I'm not raising a sweat in any way, you know.
But do you think we overcomplicate exercise?
I do. I really do, Gerald. I think you hit the nail on the head then.
Interesting.
We talk about raised pulse rates and all sorts of things. And really, it's just a matter of getting out and spending perhaps half an hour. And it depends which expert you talk to, but half an hour every day is considered to be, for most people, good exercise.
Well, we're going to be asking our favourite fitness expert and trainer, Luke Hines, about that. And he's going to help us with the best exercise for our 40s, 50s and beyond. And to complete the health trifecta today, we're going to be talking about vegan eating. Ooh. It is World Vegan Day. And it's, you know, 2.5 million people in Australia are now eating all or almost all vegetarian. And lots of people are choosing to reduce meat in their diet. So, Zoe, you're going to give us the lowdown on this ever-growing eating movement.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about this a little bit more because it is so popular and there's a lot of misconceptions out there as well. So good to clear this up.
Yes. In our A to Z of vitamins, we'll take a look at Go Healthy, Go Muscle Green Lip. And as always, give us a call, 131873. We'd love to hear from you with any questions for your health and specifically men. We want to celebrate Movember by inviting you to call and be a part of the show. If you have a question or a point to make about your mental or physical health, give us a call, 131873. Next, we find out exactly how we can all contribute to men's health with Movember on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When you want to improve the science of ageing, let nature lead the way. Introducing the Andalou Naturals age-defying skincare range. Unlike any other natural skincare range, Andalou Naturals uses the power of fruit stem cell science to promote the longevity of our own skin stem cells. The result is deeply nourished, rejuvenated and more youthful-looking skin. Thought you knew natural skincare? Think again. The Andalou age-defying range starts from $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
So wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Christmas, get Paco Rabanne 1 million 100 mil for $79.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Give us a call, 131 873. If you have questions for your health, and especially men, we invite you to join us on the show today because we're celebrating Movember. It's the leading men's charity tackling mental health, suicide prevention, prostate cancer and testicular cancer. And it's critical because the numbers are really alarming. Prostate cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer in Australia, and it's estimated more than 3,150 Australian men will die this year with prostate cancer. Testicular cancer is the world's most common cancer amongst men aged 15 to 39. And then when it comes to suicide, around 6 men die by suicide each day. It is a very chronic health concern for the men in our lives. And so we're really pleased to welcome Dr. Zach Seidler, a clinical psychologist, researcher and leading men's mental health expert to the show. He's also the director of mental health training at Movember. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing well. Can you tell us, you know, we love Movember here. Can you explain your mission and the terrific work that you're doing?
For sure. Well, firstly, happy 1st of November to everybody. It's a very exciting day for us. We've been waiting a long time for this, and 2020 has been very difficult for many. So hopefully it's going to be a bit of a shining light amidst the darkness.
True.
But our aim really is to help men live happier, healthier, longer lives, and to promote conversation with that little humble moustache above the top lip. We focus, as you said, on those three cause areas. But we fund a lot of projects the world over. We're a global men's health charity. So we started in a little pub in Melbourne, and we've now spread to over 100 countries. So we've got very large ambitions, and we're lucky that we've had so much progress over the past, you know, 17 years.
Sure.
Oh, it's very impressive. Zach, my dad went through prostate cancer. Unfortunately, he came through with no major issues. But the one thing I really noticed in him is that he obviously got depressed. He got quite anxious through this process. It's a lot of, you know, his masculinity got questioned and a lot of things he didn't really know what was going to happen to him. Is there still a stigma attached to talking about prostate health and prostate, you know, prevention? And how do you think the best way to actually sort of start this conversation? How do we start the dialogue?
Yeah, I think there is still definitely a bit of stigma going on there. As you said, there's a huge interaction between mental health and prostate cancer. The research shows that quite heavily. And so we need to do a lot better when guys are going in to get diagnosed for physical health conditions to talk about mental health, to talk about the fact that this might rattle them pretty heavily, that depression is often an outcome of this type of stuff as their identity shifts and they have to focus on their change in quality of life. But the way that I always talk about it as a psychologist is to say that we can bring you back, we can make you strong again, and it just takes a matter of letting it out sometimes, because if you try to deal with this stuff on your own, men's idea around wanting to provide and not burden others and try to look out for their family, well, I always say the best way to do that is to look after yourself first. That's the way to promote the conversation.
Put the seatbelt on.
Zach, a word that stops all conversation is the word suicide. And that's a very much an issue which we hear about bubbling around in the background. But what is it about male suicide that makes open discussion about it so almost taboo?
Well, hopefully we're making some progress there. The fact that I'm on the radio on a Sunday morning talking about such a taboo subject hopefully means that we're, again, starting to have this meaningful conversation about something that should no longer be something that is not spoken about. We've now got 75% of all suicides are male. We've gone from 6 men a day dying by suicide to 7 based on the ABS statistics as of last year. And having to report that to my Movember colleagues to update all of our slide decks and campaign information is just horrific. And so despite all of this hard work, it just shows that it's insidious. It's something within us that is really not getting the time of day to be spoken about. And I think the key here is to realize that it looks very different in men. Depression and suicide look very different in men. And so we need to start to understand and to realize how to listen to guys, how to pick up on their distress, because it manifests differently and it requires a new response.
So what then is our response? What should we be looking out for in the men that we love and in ourselves as well?
So that typical idea that depression manifests as someone lying on the couch eating ice cream, crying themselves to sleep, that stereotype doesn't necessarily hold for many men. There's often a lot of anger and irritability that comes out as, that's just boys being boys. He's just a grumpy old man type thing. But there's often a lot of underlying distress that we need to get at there. And the key risk factors for suicide in men are around situational stresses like unemployment, financial distress, relationship breakdown, the stuff that everyone is going through in 2020.
Sure.
So we really need to make sure that we're picking up on those things and stop assuming what men need and start asking, I think.
Yes.
And I really love your website, Zach. It's full of fantastic resources, particularly I like the digital mental health tools that you have there, Movember Conversations, that really give some information as to how to start conversations. That's absolutely critical.
Definitely, exactly. We need to just start to be men of more words, as we say.
Yeah.
We've got those words on Movember Conversations to give you that starter package, I guess, in many ways, because we know that men are capable of this stuff. They know how to look after themselves and others. They just need a bit of a kick in the backside, potentially.
And I think to be given permission to put themselves first and to really put their hand up and to ask each other those questions. You can head to au.movember.com for all those amazing resources, and also register yourself as a Mobro or a Mo Sister to help raise funds for this incredible charity in Movember. Thank you so much, Zach. You have a great day.
Thanks for having me. Mo on, everyone.
Bye.
Mo on, that's right. And if you or someone you know is in distress, remember you can always call Lifeline 13 11 14. We do welcome your calls, 131873. Good morning, Bruce.
How's it going?
Well, Bruce, how can we help you?
Look, I am a prostate cancer survivor and I'm a community advocate for Movember, very proud
nice
to be one. And known as Melbourne's happiest tram driver. And I just want to say, ding, ding.
Yeah.
I just want to remind everyone, look, it really is important because we've heard about how devastating prostate cancer is, and yet it's 98% curable. People have got to get out there and have a conversation with their GP. I only found out I had prostate cancer because of a motorcycle accident.
Mm. Oh, wow.
If I hadn't have had that motorcycle accident, I would have been dead from prostate cancer in 6 months.
Yeah, there you go.
And that was 8 years ago. I never would have got to drive a tram.
Mm.
And I just want to remind everyone that this year, Movember is an equal opportunity event.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Bruce, look, you raise a very important topic because we blokes are pathetic about anything to do with prostates, and we imagine as soon as you raise the word prostate, people say, oh, yeah, that's the rubber gloves, that's the digital examination, that's all of that. And then once you get over the little beads of perspiration on the upper brow, that's got nothing to do with it. It's a matter of usually having a regular blood test and being aware of the things to keep an eye out for from a prostate perspective. Not difficult. Have a chat to your doctor. Go and Google it. Not difficult.
I do love how frank you are about that, Gerald, and it's really important.
Mm.
Just engage with your health, notice the differences in your health, and really make sure you do what Bruce did.
Yes, although don't take it to the extreme that Bruce didn't fall off your bike.
No, don't do that. No. So thank you so much, Bruce, for your calls. Keep them coming, 131873. Well, more and more Australians are choosing to switch to a meat-free diet. In the last 4 years, about 400,000 have made that choice. So next on the House of Wellness, we're going to talk about the benefits of a vegan diet, and if you're considering eating less meat, what are some great food options? That's right after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia.
thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Can't fall asleep? Try GoCarver. Feeling stressed? Try GoCarver. Go Healthy's GoCarver 4200 one a day is a supplement traditionally used in Pacific Islander medicine to help soothe and calm nerves, aid mind relaxation and induce sleep. For the best price on Go Healthy's GoCarver 4200 one a day, go to Chemist Warehouse. This medicine may not be right for you. Read the label before purchase. Follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Christmas, get Paco Rabanne 1 million 100 mil for $79.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen, and we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Give us a call, 131 873. We are celebrating the start of Movember today, so we invite you men to be a part of the show. But also, perhaps you'd like to call if you're interested in putting less meat and more plant-based foods in your diet. So, Zoe, and Gerald, the older I get, the more I'm engaged with my nutrition and, and eating the kinds of foods that I know are really going to fuel my body better. And also foods that have less impact on the planet, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
So these things have really been on my mind. So I'm not surprised that many people worldwide, and in Australia it's 12% of the population, are choosing a meat-free diet. It's an interesting movement, Zoe.
Oh, look, I think it's a great relief. I think we are taking a more holistic approach to our health. We're not just looking from an individual perspective. We're looking from an ecological perspective as well. But nutritionally, there's just so many winning factors when it comes to eating a more plant-based diet. To take it to the next level, obviously, a vegan diet, you've got to be a lot more dedicated. And you do have to be a little bit more careful in regards to the risk of depleting key nutrients in the diet as well. So when we kind of talk about the key nutrients, we're talking about protein, minerals such as zinc, iron, calcium, and vitamins such as vitamin D and vitamin B12 as well. So they're the kind of the key nutrients you need to be quite mindful of getting extra in the diet. And if we're going to sort of add those foods, and what we talk a lot about is protein, but what we need is something called complete protein. So what that means, so if you get animal products have complete protein, all those lovely amino acids in there, but a lot of vegetarian and vegan products don't. So you need to be eating things like quinoa, soy, buckwheat, amaranth. There's some really good alternatives. So if you're wanting to add a protein powder, pea protein or brown rice protein are all vegan friendly. If you can add a little bit of like in your stir fry or tofu, tempeh and edamame beans in a salad. But remember, all nuts and seeds are brilliant. They've got the zinc, the vitamin D, the vitamin B12, particularly hemp and chia seeds, which are actually a complete protein. And when it comes to B12, which sometimes is the hard one, because when taking meat out, we do lose a lot of B12. Nutritional yeast is a really good alternative. And just meat alternatives as a general, because obviously I love to have a little bit of red meat in my diet. I don't eat a lot. I'm predominantly pescatarian, so I'm the one who eats a lot of the fish and a lot of plant-based foods, and that works for my whole family. But again, if I'm going for a meat alternative, I'll often add things like legumes. So I'll do a lovely bolognese with legumes in it. Do tofu and tempeh. I'll still crumble them up. I'll use things like lots of nut proteins in the diet as well. But there are some really good meat alternative, like pre-packaged things. The only thing I do say about that to my clients, please read the label.
Yes.
Because a lot of the time they've got things like emulsifiers or stabilizers. They can be heavily processed and they can often have a huge amount of additional salts in them as well.
I did find that, Zoe, when I went down a plant-based diet path at the start of this year, I was eating a lot of meat alternatives and I found them very stodgy.
Yes.
And then when I was reading the back of them, I'm like, I don't even know what this is. It doesn't resemble plant at all.
No.
Wouldn't it be so much easier, just to have a small piece of meat and plenty of vegetables?
Yeah.
Or is that too simplistic?
No, look, I think, it depends on what sort of methodology you want to take, Gerald, on this one, because if nutritionally, absolutely. And particularly is that, you know, there are a lot of really beautifully sustainable farms out there that are looking after the animals. And so I always ask people, please, it's not that hard, particularly if you're eating less, it costs less. So, you know, there's winning factors in that as well. We really don't need any more than a palm size of red meat. And I don't think we need it more than once to twice a week at the most. I think it's the other proteins that we can be a bit more effective with, particularly, you know, meat-free Monday could be the thing that you actually introduce. And again, I mean, my daughter and I often have a very open dialogue about this, which sometimes annoys my husband because he's like, you're going to give her like eating issues. I'm like, no. They're talking about it at school. Mm. They're talking about it with their friends. You know, allergies, all these things become relevant as well. So I've got a quick recipe. You can find it on Instagram. It's a lovely walnut vegan pasta, and we're using mung bean pasta as an alternative as well.
Oh, lovely. And I also can recommend Luke Hine's book, Eat More Vegan, which has some amazing recipes in there. So you can explore it. Doesn't mean that you're giving away meat altogether, but if that's for you, give it a try. Well, of course, we love you to give us a call on 131873. Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, good morning, girls and boys.
Hi, Jim.
I was wondering if there's any latest treatment for COPD.
Jim, what are you doing at the moment? You've got some inhalers, I gather?
Yes, I'm on one particular one that a specialist gave me.
Yes, and do you get that?
Spiriva Respimat.
Yes, Spiriva. Do you get your inhaler technique checked by your local pharmacist every now and again, Jim? We can get a bit blasé about those.
Yeah, I use one of those
a spacer.
Bottles, you know.
Yeah, a spacer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good work. And what about anything else, Jim, or just that?
No, I do have a touch of asthma too.
Okay. And do you have a Ventolin puffer nearby just in case
you get the occasional wheeze?
Okay, terrific. Yes. Later on, Jim, we're going to be talking about a magnificent product for lung strength, and it's called Green Lipped Muscle. And if you hang on, I'll take you through the benefits of that. But it's a standard thing that I suggest to people who are struggling with COPD. And I've got some other suggestions as well. But look, that's the place to start. Use your inhaler correctly. Make sure you're breathing properly. Keep your nasal passages clear all the time using a saline irrigation, because that's often where the wheezing starts. And really, it's a matter of managing it, Jim, managing it carefully.
Thanks so much, Jim. All the best with that. Well, next on the House of Wellness, we want to get you moving. So fitness expert Luke Hines is joining us to tell us the best exercise for us at any stage of our lives. That's next on the House of Wellness.
To Chemist Warehouse. This Christmas, get Paco Rabanne 1 million 100 mil for $79.99. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Of course, we'd love you to give us a call, 131-873, especially right now if you'd like advice as to how to keep your body moving, because we do know that obviously exercise is critical for so many different things, whether it's stroke, high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, depression, anxiety, so many different parts of our lives, mentally and physically. But the fact is, often we don't move our bodies as much as we perhaps should. And sometimes it's hard to know what's right for us in our life stage. So to help us out, fitness expert, co-host of the House of Wellness TV, and I'm going to call you a best-selling author as well,
there
Luke Hines.
Shaker,
good morning.
A mover and shaker.
What an intro, Zoe Gerald. Awesome to talk with you. Happy Sunday.
Thank you. Hinesy, we do love having you on. So tell us, my first question is cardio and weight training something we should be considering in our exercise, like both of them, or is there a preference? Is there a better thing for us to do?
Well, the first thing is do what works for you, depending on your age, body type, and any injuries that you've got. But cardio and strength training both have their benefits, and if you can do them both, I highly recommend that you do them both.
Right.
So I maybe don't want to do cardio quite as much, I've got to say. It takes a bit of extra, but when I do this, do I need to have my heart rate pounding? Do I need to be puffy? Is considered cardio?
Yeah, it's a good question, Joe. A lot of people who kind of in their 40s, 50s and beyond start to wonder what exercise is right for them. And when it does come to cardio, you do need to be doing a combination of incidental exercise, which is just kind of doing your daily life as actively as possible, but you do need to be increasing that heart rate. Just like you touched on, cardio does mean taking your, you know, cardiovascular level to another level, increasing that heart rate, getting a bit of a sweat on so that you do build and get fitter as you go.
Lucky, you know my husband, Michael. He's an avid gym junkie, but we often have this debate about whether men or women should do different exercise. I say no. I say it's all about getting in there, doing, you know, resistance training and cardio. But what's your feeling on this? Please
really
let me say I can win
that,
this one.
Really, really glad that you said that, because we can be doing them both, especially women. Sometimes they get scared that strength training is going to bulk them up, but it doesn't do that. We're very different physiologically. So when a guy does weights, we've got a different response physically to when a female does weights. And the good news is women out there who want to lift weights and do some strength training, don't worry. Rest assured, you're not going to suddenly bulk up and shadow your male partner.
I'm going to officially say that I won that argument.
Yeah, well, that's the takeaway here. That's
I love it.
Hindsay, if we can get you get back, Hindsay, to talk about blokes, because it's a blokes' day today, with all due respect to the ladies and their exercise. And I mentioned this at the start of the show, do we overcomplicate the need for exercise? We know we should exercise, but if we're talking, say, about people over 50, and I'm not quite there yet, but if we are talking about people over 50, what are some simple things, even starting with a half hour a day? That's a start, and maybe you stop halfway around and do a few push-ups against a park bench or something. Is that a reasonable thing?
I love it, Gil. It's so true. So basically, if you're currently in that age bracket and you're going for a walk, what I'd recommend to take it to the next level is not change what you're doing, change the environment. So swap a walk around the block for a walk up a hill. Swap a walk up a hill for a walk on soft sand. Swap that soft sand walk for a stair walk. Now, you're doing the same activity. It's low impact, but by changing where you do it, you change how hard you work. Now, I know it's very different when I walk the dogs around the block to when I go hiking or when I take them to a park with incredible hills. My heart starts to really feel it. And many people out there, no matter what your age, you're going to go, hey, this is great. I'm doing what I do. It's good on my joints, but it's making me push a little harder. And as we said, Joe, it's taking your heart rate to the next level.
What about, Hindsay, because I'm always reading for bone density, I need to do weight-bearing exercise. I don't particularly want to go to a gym. I'm not interested in actual weights. What can I do?
Okay, so our own body is the best possible weight that we've got, which means that whether you want to go to the gym or not, you don't need any equipment when you've got your own physique. So that includes doing things like squats or doing push-ups against a kitchen bench or a park bench, doing some shoulder raises with tins of tomatoes from the kitchen. It's really incredible what you can do with very little to no equipment whatsoever, because sometimes there's a hurdle for people. They think, I really got to get fit, I've got to get moving, but I don't know how and I don't have the money or the time to go to a gym.
Yeah.
You can do it anywhere, anytime.
Yes.
Listen to your body and do what's right for you, because there's no one-size-fits-all approach.
No. Now, those tomatoes should be Australian grown.
They absolutely should be. Hindsay, we've got a call. Martin has called with a question for you. Good morning, Martin.
Oh, good morning, all. I'm a reasonably fit 60-year-old, and my work is pretty physical on a day-to-day basis. My watch tells me I do about an average, say, 15,000 steps, and I've worked pretty much in the cardio burn zone all day. Is that considered exercise? Look, I build decks and renovate bathrooms and things. Should I be doing more exercise on top of that?
Absolutely. So if you were, I would first say that everything that you're doing right now is incredible. The steps that you're performing and the physicality of your work is incredible. So that is considered incidental exercise to another level. So it's beyond just taking the stairs instead of the escalator. You're really physical. Now, if you wanted to do more, you can. But would I ask, are you currently, would you say that you're overweight or underweight? Where are you sitting when it comes to your physical health?
With COVID, I'm probably 5Ks overweight. I was okay before that, but I've probably sat on about 5Ks.
I think that's a very common story, Martin.
That's a little blip on the horizon.
Yep.
So often what I would say, it sounds like you're really physical as it is. Sometimes people are really physical, but then some things that can benefit their health is slightly tweaking what they're eating, because there's a famous saying in the fitness industry that you can't out-train a bad diet. So what I would say is don't feel pressured to do more, because sometimes when we overtrain, it's actually detrimental to our health. It puts us into adrenal fatigue. We're exhausted. We're not recovering. So if you went from a really hard day on the tools and then tried to go to the gym, you might find that you're just physically and mentally exhausted. So what you might want to do is say, hey, I'm doing all this incredible physical activity. How can I supplement that with incredible nutrition? And then tweak your food to be as nutrient-dense as possible. And I think you'll feel and look your absolute best.
I love that, Hindsay, and all the best with that, Martin. Don't beat yourself up about that extra 5Ks. The 5Ks just came with 2020, I believe.
Yeah, you know what?
Taking care of your body. Surely.
Totally. 5Ks is nothing. I wouldn't even consider that as out of shape or overweight or anything. We're all unique.
Yes.
And as long as you're feeling happy and healthy, that's what counts.
Now, Hinesy, thank you so much. And I must mention you're also on House of Wellness TV today, Channel 7 at midday. We're talking a recent global study that's released, the top foods for nutritional value, and you're cooking with the top 10 of that list, a whole recipe.
Absolutely. So not only do I track them all down at this incredible market, I can't believe I found the top 10 all in one place, mind you. But then the challenge was set to put them all into one dish. So if you tune in at midday on Channel 7, watch what I do. I don't think it's what people will expect.
Okay, I can't wait for that.
It's
Thank you so much.
It's the story of his life, isn't it?
I see. You take care. We'll speak to you
have
soon.
Have a great day, guys.
Okay, and we'll have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When you want to improve the science of aging, let nature lead the way. Introducing the Andalou Naturals age-defying skincare range. Unlike any other natural skincare range, Andalou Naturals uses the power of fruit stem cell science to promote the longevity of our own skin stem cells. The result is deeply nourished, rejuvenated and more youthful-looking skin. Thought you knew natural skincare? Think again. The Andalou age-defying range starts from $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Christmas, get Paco Rabanne 1 million 100 mil for $79.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're celebrating the start of Movember today, which is all about men's health, and we invite you to call 131-873. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Chris. How can we help?
I was just wanting to mention that 10 years ago I had prostate cancer, and there's different treatments, obviously, and what clarified what treatment I needed was a Gleason level.
Sure.
And the Gleason level determined, I was told, determined the aggressiveness.
That's right.
Mine was an 8, and I was told, if you know, because I was looking at the different options, and that clarified which treatment, which was then... the operation because robotics wasn't available to me at that time.
That's so true, which just goes to show, Chris, you get all the information and you're guided by the experts you see. That's what it's all about.
And Chris, can I ask you, how much did you speak about your diagnosis and then the treatment with your friends? Because I have had friends who have faced prostate cancer and it was the first time they'd ever spoken about their health with their mates. Did you share it with your mates, Chris?
Oh, yeah. Once I determined I had it, I said any man that's over 40, I'd tell them, and I said, I don't care, I'm going to tell you the lot. And then at least they know what they're up for. You know, there's the whole aspect of, you know, even the impotency afterwards is also an issue, and bladder control and things like that.
Oh, so good, Chris. Well done you.
Yeah,
well done you for explaining and reassuring and facing up to these things, which aren't insurmountable. And sometimes the fear of what might happen actually paralyses so many blokes.
But really great that you were speaking about it with your mates. That's fantastic. Done. Gerald, it is time for A to Z of Vitamins, and I'm not a lover of all kinds of seafood, particularly mussels. It's not my bag.
Let me talk about a different thing.
Okay.
Let me talk about Perna caniniculus.
Well, all right. Let's talk about Perna caniniculus.
Which we know as green-lipped, New Zealand green-lipped mussel.
Okay.
And it's a very powerful anti-inflammatory, unique to New Zealand and a lot of traditional Maori history because it would give them strength. What I found, as I mentioned to our caller Jim with COPD, I tend to use it for lung strength. There's been some work done on green-lipped mussel and asthma and the COPD where it helps with lung strength. So it's omega-3s, which is the fish oil type thing, but specifically out of mussels, and it actually is a herb with that beautiful Perna caniniculus name.
I love it, Perna caniniculus.
See, now you said you don't like mussels, but you don't mind
Perna
caniniculus.
I do enjoy that I can get the benefits from a capsule form.
Yes.
So that's,
yes. They are challenging on a plate. They are challenging when they're presented to you. But to get the therapeutic amount, these things are available in capsule form.
Yeah. The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Go
House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. This Christmas, get Paco Rabanne 1 million 100 mil for $79.99. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. It has been so lovely to spend the last hour with you, Zoe and Gerald.
Good always.
Yes. Now, don't forget, you can go to houseofwellness.com.au if you were not able to get yourself on the show today. We always have so many callers and we love that you do call, but we can't always fit you in. So head to houseofwellness.com.au and there's an Ask tab there, Gerald.
And I will respond, Joe, on behalf of all of us, and that will be from me. So it comes to me and you will get the response from me.
Yes, there's a lift out in our papers today.
Yes, News Limited lift out, House of Wellness Plus, and a wonderful article in there on the power of music.
Oh, how good is music for our kids, Zoe?
Love that. Oh, it makes Emily sing literally every time any music she loves playing.
It's so great to lift your mood, I find. That's what we do. If anyone's a little flat in our house, we pop some music on and my daughter rolls her eyes and says, Mom, enough dancing in the kitchen.
Unnecessary.
It's true. So for more ways to get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous, do check out houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. Thank you all for joining us. Zoe, gorgeous to see you again. You have a great week.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, everyone.
And bye, you Zoe. Too, Gerald.
Hi, Joe.
Take care. We'll be right back.